मित्र परियार SBS के हिंदी कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है।
थैंक यू वेरी मच अमित।
मित्र, हाल ही में नेपाल के प्रधानमंत्री केपी ओली ने चीन की एक ऐतिहासिक यात्रा की है, कितना ऐतिहासिक मानते हैं आप इस यात्रा को?
ही वेंट टू चाइना आफ्टर इंडिया, ऑल्दो सम पीपल थिंक इट माइट हैव अ ग्रेट सिग्निफिकेंस, आई डोंट क्वाइट एग्री विद दैट बिकॉज़ इट हैज बीन अ ट्रेडिशन फॉर Nepalese prime ministers, whenever they come to power, they first go to Delhi, followed by Beijing. They may not do it as quickly, so people might have found something to gossip about, but nonetheless, I think it is still traditional and not much to worry about.
नेपाली मीडिया ने इस यात्रा को एक तरीके से इंडिया की मोनोपोली एंड हो जाएगी नेपाल पे, इस तरीके से पेश किया है नेपाली मीडिया ने, तो आप क्या कहना चाहेंगे इस पे कि डू यू एग्री?
आई थिंक इट विल बी टू प्रीमैच्योर टू थिंक इंडियाज मोनोपोली इज एंडिंग एज अ रिजल्ट ऑफ प्राइम मिनिस्टर ओली विजिटिंग चाइना इन दिस परहैप्स क्रिटिकल जंक्चर। आई थिंक दैट Nepal-India relations are much, much deeper than that, religiously, culturally, and everything wise. And China is distant, not only geographically, topographically, but culturally as well, and politically as well. I myself come from western part of Nepal, in the mountains, and even though there is some level of contact between Tibetans and Nepalese across the border in the mountains, we know very little about what happens, what sort of people live there, what sort of culture, religion is followed across the border on the Chinese side. And also there isn't as much, you know, migration through marriage and so on as it is happening in the millions across the southern border and eastern and western border with India. So, and also strong political connections between Kathmandu and Delhi, between regional parties, state parties, local parties, for example, Lalu Yadav in Bihar and Yadavs and other politicians in the southern lowlands of Nepal. Very, very strong. So I wouldn't think that, a visit by Nepal Prime Minister is going to end that deep, you know, culturally, historically, religiously ingrained relationship between Nepal and India.
भारतीय मीडिया में इसे इस तरीके से पेश किया जा रहा है कि आज कल वामपंथी प्रधानमंत्री ने नेपाल की कमान संभाल ली है, और पिछले कुछ महीनों में मोदी सरकार ने जो नेपाल का ब्लॉकेट किया था, जिससे सामान पहुंचाना मुश्किल हो गया था नेपाल की जनता के लिए, और खास तौर पे भूकंप वगैरह के बाद तेल की शॉर्टेज हो गई थी और खाने पीने की शॉर्टेज हो गई थी, वो कहीं अभी भी नेपाली मीडिया या नेपाली राजनेताओं के दिमाग में जिंदा है तस्वीर। तो आपको लगता है कि उस ब्लॉकेट का ये एक असर हो रहा है चाइना विजिट?
Perhaps to some extent, yes, and that gives the, you know, sense, the masala to the media in India as well as in Nepal to some extent. But I don't have much faith in that hysteria because although you say, everyone says it's a communist coalition, including the Maoists, who were fighting a bloody war until 2006. So they are part of the government, and so is KP Oli's party, in the name, Communist Party of Nepal, of course. But I know for certain that these have become essentially democratic parties. Corruption-wise and everything-wise, they are no different from Nepalese Congress Party, and they too, their leaders too, want to maintain a strong tie with Indian politicians for the sake of their own political future. And obviously, the blockade and everything else, made India a bit unpopular among the masses. But then, in the same time, in the meantime, people are fully aware that this was mainly to do with the politicians of Nepal as well. Because, you know, the parties that are in opposition, that are not happy with the establishment, they often run over the border to India to influence them so that the Indians might influence Nepalese politics. That has always been the case. And this time, the regional, frustrated regional parties, who call themselves Madheshis, and who share ethnic and religious and cultural ties, geographical proximity with Indians in northern part of India. So these people did their best, I think, to influence Delhi as well as the local parties. And as a result, India possibly must have helped them with blocking the flow of goods and services and items, essential items across the border. And that hurt Nepali people also because it was immediately after the devastating earthquake. And in that time, according to UNICEF, 3 million plus children under the age of 5 suffering as a result of acute shortage of medicine. So that created some sort of unease and unhappiness, some anger. And I can see that the Hindu on the 27th of December 2015 wrote, I quote, "If anger could melt ice, Mount Everest would be standing bare and brown today. So angry are the people of Nepal with India," unquote. So this was the sort of sense, but I don't think it was as bad. But I think still Nepalis are truly not that, still not so angry at the people's level with India, because they know that India is essential. They are our friend. They must help us in every disaster and everything, as they did in the earthquake. And if there is flood or, mass poverty or famine across the Himalayas, and where they go, they just go down the southern border to Arna Kip. I think 40,000 plus Nepalis are serving in the Indian Army even now, guarding the sensitive areas, including the line of control in Kashmir. So I don't think that blockade, as well as the political posturing by the Nepalese politicians, as well as the Indian politicians, Modi government, whatever, for now, I don't think that's going to change much in terms of negatively impacting our relationship between Indians and Nepalis.
Mitra, SBS Hindi se baat karne ke liye bahut bahut dhanyawad.
Thank you so much.